Silence is often the right answer. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Silence is often the right answer. We are all challenged, time and time again, to come up with solutions to other people's problems. It isn't enough that we come up with the solution to our own problems, but we come up with the solution to other people's problems. When we come up with the solution of other people's problems, we find that really that solution is quite challenging and quite demanding. We find that solution is something which is putting us to a very great burden. When we come up to the solution for ourselves, it's not too bad, because there in the silence of our inner being, we listen and we know that we know, and the information is there for us to follow the right path for ourselves. However, when we want to listen to the silence of another, then we have a little more problem. And really, silence is often the best answer we can give to another. Recently, I had a person contact me and ask me for advice on what to do about his love affair. And it was changing into a divorce affair. It was changing into an unhappy affair. And I said, well, the only thing to do is to listen within yourself and follow what guidance that is. And when you totally give all that you are in any situation, the situation always works out very beautifully. Well, I gave everything that I did, and I gave it all. Well, when you gave everything that you did you give it in love? Did you give it in... Now, you see, here I am telling people silence is often the right answer, and I go on attempting to give them a right answer, helping them to think through the judgment of the idea that they're working with in their mind. And in the process, I am judging and I am giving them ideas to think about. When a person would come to me and ask for suggestions, if I would just say, okay, let's both become silent for a moment. Let's enter into that inner place, that inner secret place within us where all the answers are. Now, this may take a moment or two, but there's no rush. Just be peaceful and be quiet now. And I sit with a person, and I am silent myself. And I may be silent for 5 minutes or 10 minutes or longer or less, but I feel within myself the time to end the silence. And then I'll say to them, okay, now you know exactly what you want to do. Well, I want your opinion too, Herb. Tell me what you think. Tell me what idea came to you in the silence. No. I spoke in the silence and I said, I see you being guided by your highest and best, and following it by listening to the wisdom within you. I see you following your highest and best, and knowing it by listening to the silence, the wisdom within you. Now you see, when we do that for others, we are giving them a great blessing. But the moment we give them our opinion, or our appraisal, or our understanding of anything that has come along, then we are giving them our point of view. And our point of view is not at all what their point of view would be. Because they have other ramifications that they have considered. They have other ideas that have gone through their mind. However, under all circumstances, as we listen to our own silence, we come up with some very valid ideas that stand the test of being put to work, and it worked for us. It sometimes seems that it doesn't come quickly enough, and that we are in our silence often and often. Well, that's only because in the silence we have so many things, and sometimes we're not even used to going into the silence, but we have so many things coming up in our mind, so many things that are demanding our attention, and they keep us away from listening to the true idea that we would like to hear. Now, it's not that we haven't already heard the true idea. It may well have come into our heart any number of times, but we haven't paid attention to it. At this moment, we want to pay attention to it. We want to be aware of what is for our highest and good, what is the thing that we want to do. And so as we listen in our inner thinking, we have this knowingness of what is right. Yes, now I know what to do. And you don't have to tell another person what it is. You don't even have to tell yourself what it is. All you do is say, yes, now I know what it is, and then follow it. And of course, the greater silence you have, the better. And post-silence is good too. After you have been in the silence and ideas have come to you, then keep them to yourself. Go out and execute them, but keep them to yourself. Don't go telling everybody, oh yes, I was in the silence, and this is what came to me, and this is what I feel I should do. Just go out and do it. This way, there will be no rejection on the part of other people on what your plan is. There will be no opinion by others who are wiser and older than you, ho-ho. So, nobody will be giving you attitudes that are not harmonious with your attitude. And our attitude is the only attitude that matters. So, in our silence, one of the things we learn is a conviction or an attitude, and then we go out and do it. In our silence, one of the things we learn is a conviction and an attitude, and then we go out and do it. And as we go out and pursue this conviction, this attitude, as we go out and follow what our inner self told us to do, we'll find everything harmonious to achieving it in that way. Even if before we might have done something foolish and people might have misunderstood us, the moment we come forth with a valid introspective idea that is fulfilling our needs, we will find that everyone, oh, that's a great idea. Oh, yes, that's wonderful. And they will be totally, wonderfully, harmoniously in tune with what we have in mind. But listening to that divine self within us is a very, very important thing to do. And it takes a little bit of work, a little bit of awareness, a little bit of understanding. And it comes to us as we find silence is often the right answer. It is the answer that shows us what it is that we want to do. It is the answer that shows us how we want to live and how we want to express our ideas and express the genius that's within us. How do you want to express that in you? It has to be your choice. Listen, as you can so welcome and so wonderfully do, listen to the silence and become accustomed to listening to the silence. And as you become accustomed to listening to the silence, you'll become accustomed to hearing and knowing what it is that is coming about. Think upon these things and let them be the total issue in your life. Let them be the total direction in your life as they are in mine. And as you let that happen, it's such a wonderful, satisfying, fulfilling experience, because it is who and what you are. And I know it's who and what I am. So join me in this today and have a happy time in doing it, knowing that silence is often the right answer. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.